Welcome to the Pinstripe Valley Podcast. I'm your extremely, extremely sad host, Greg Kirkland. With me are also sad hosts, Tanya, Andrew, Jason. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
You gonna sing Enter Sandman?
No.
Singing is for happy people.
Exactly. Singing is for happy people.
We're just gonna we'll cry it.
Right now, it's taking every ounce of my willpower not to reach to the screen and punch Andrew in the face for making us record this on the day after what we just witnessed.
Would you prefer if we did it live?
No. I prefer we keep...
Well, I don't know if he was in on this whole deal.
He should have been.
Did anybody contact him? Like, hey, we're going to do this podcast, but you got to
tweet him.
I don't think he has Twitter. And nor should he be on Twitter. He doesn't deserve Twitter, and Twitter doesn't deserve him. It really doesn't.
No, people would, like, be mean to him, and I'd have to hunt them
We'd have to track them down and just pummel them.
Curb stomp.
So, yeah. You know, we had, like, a slew of topics we can talk about. I mean, Cano wanted $300 million for 10 years. A-Rod's arbitration hearing is Monday. Season's done. We were eliminated,
no,
but...
he's not going through arbitration.
Whatever.
I wish he was.
I don't care, all right?
$25 million arbitration.
All right, I don't care.
If Mo wants him to go through arbitration, he can go through arbitration.
All right.
Do whatever he wants.
All right, Mariano says you're going through arbitration.
Well, I guess I'm going through arbitration.
Take my money.
I mean, I don't care about anything else right now. This is probably, in my entire Yankee fandom, the saddest I've ever been.
I think so, too.
And I remember Donnie Baseball not getting a ring, and I was sad. And yeah.
2001 was horribly sad.
Yeah.
2004 was... Actually, no, it was more...
That didn't exist.
2004 wasn't a thing.
What
are you talking about?
But, yeah, I don't think I've ever been, like, this morose and depressed. And it didn't hit me Sunday, because Sunday was more of, like, a, you know, celebration.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking about his parents, like, conception. I couldn't be sad about that.
Yeah, that was fun. This wasn't funny.
Tonight was sad.
I was just like, oh... Andy Pettit and Derek Jeter are going to remove you, and you're going to cry on the mound, and everyone else is going to cry with you.
No, when they started coming out of the dugout, I couldn't.
Goodbye.
At first I was touched. You know, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, Jeter and Pettit coming in. And then Mo, like, reached for Andy and just hugged him, was like, okay, we're done. I'm spent.
That's game.
Yeah. Seriously, they could have ended the game right. Why even bring in a pitcher?
Don't even bother Matt Daly. Just sit.
And the stadium and everything. And oh, God. That was terrible.
Joe Girardi gives him a big hug. Hugging everyone in the dugout. And I saw Travis after. I'm like, oh, wait, you.
You.
Oh, yeah, he's on the team.
Who invited you?
Why did they bring him back off the DL? What is the point of that?
Maybe Mo asked. That's the only thing I could think of.
No, he didn't.
I wanted to be here so I can say goodbye to him.
Something.
But guys, that might have been the last time we ever see him pitch.
Oh, like, no?
Yeah.
Oh, it
no,
is.
No, Travis Hafner.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Yeah, the other
really
guy.
It really is. I mean,
there's no guarantee that he pitches in Houston.
Well, they were talking on the Yes Post game about, like, they shouldn't even bring him in to pitch. Just have him play center field like he's always wanted. And, you know, why bring him out on the mound? Because you're not going to top what they did, you know, tonight. And I agree with it, you know.
I think one of the great parts about, you know, what he did tonight was that, like, two of the outs he got were from comebackers right to the mound. And it was just like, oh, my God, he's so athletic.
So you forget, like, he's a really, really good defensive
player. Yeah. It's like, you know, he's not just like some old guy that's like hobbling his way out at a baseball. He's like, still got it. And he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He can feel his position. He can, you know.
At his age, he looks younger than Jabba or anyone out there.
Well, that's because he's not
obese. This is a podcast trying to remember the good times. Let's not think of Jabba.
There are no good times right now, Andrew.
I have to say, there's nothing good about these times.
So why don't we just make fun of Jabba? And Hughes.
Hughes, God.
At least we saw maybe the last start of his career.
Why do you keep saying maybe?
I don't know.
He might pitch this weekend. Start tomorrow.
Who's pitching on Sunday?
No one
knows.
Nobody knows. Pettit's pitching on Saturday. The other two are mysteries.
Really, I thought Pettit was Sunday.
They moved him.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
I have a feeling they're going to have, like, Adam Warren and maybe David Phelps pitch games.
They're going to let Jeter pitch.
I'll be good at that.
Yeah,
hobble him out there.
Ichiro.
Someone yelled, let Ichiro pitch right before the ninth inning.
I heard that.
Starting pitcher, Chris Stewart.
No, seriously, Stewart. He better not be catching anymore. Like, I don't want to see him behind the plate again.
You know,
he'll be in tomorrow.
Next three games. Oh, I mean, he'll probably be like the catcher the rest of the way.
I don't like it.
I'll give the Yankees that. At least they had the decency not to let Chris Stewart catch Moe's last game at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, they didn't let him taint the game.
Yes,
forever.
His horrible pitch framing.
They were.
He probably couldn't catch Moe's beautiful.
Exactly. See, they were probably worried that if it came down to it and like get the final out, he'd miss the ball and it would, you know, he would score a run
and then we'd have to go beat
pitch.
Him. Like literally just beat him with a bat. I mean, you saw Murphy's face, right? That was beautiful.
And, I mean, you can't even be like, oh, well, you know, it's the last time we're going to see Vernon Wells and Ichiro sucking, because it's like, no, they're on the team next year.
They are the team next year.
Yeah, they're like the only team.
There's so few people that are actually basically assured of seeing on the roster next year.
Brett Gardner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
CC?
Mark Teixeira?
Mm.
Robertson.
Who knows?
Soriano.
Jeter.
No.
Jeter.
Maybe not. I mean, they were saying that if he like sees that he can't play at a high level, that he won't come back.
I think he'll come. At least he'll come back and play some games last year just to. I don't know.
No, he'll come back. Even if he sucks, he's going to be the Travis Hafner of the team. He's just going to be in the lineup every day and just suck.
I mean, he might not.
I mean, I don't know about that.
I don't think he'll be Hafner bad.
He's not going to retire mid-season.
He might.
Well, I don't think anybody said that he would retire mid-season. I think that if he sees, like, over the winter that he can't compete at a high level, that he could just decide not to go through with his option.
Ken Griffey just retired mid-season a couple years ago.
What's the deadline for his option? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Nope.
Whenever
Who cares?
He decides. There.
Mo's gone. All right, do we want to talk about Cano?
He wants all the money.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it's even going to end up. Or who's even going to give
him
whatever he wants.
I don't think that he even reasonably believes that someone's going to give him that much money, but, you know,
someone does.
You can't get money that you don't ask for. If you walk in and say, okay, I want $200 million, and the team would have given you $300 million, you just talked yourself out of $100 million. So nobody's going to start low, and they shouldn't.
Nope.
So, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I don't see all the outrage. I mean, this is what negotiation is.
The Yankees start low, he starts high, they meet somewhere in the middle, call it a day.
Yep.
I mean, it's a ludicrous number, but still.
Well, sure, but
it doesn't mean anything.
That's like me saying, what do I want to make for writing for PSA? Oh, I'd like to make $1 million per post. Doesn't mean I'm going to get it.
I think that's a fair price.
I think so, too.
I think so, yeah. Let's go forward with that.
Yeah. Draw up the papers.
that sweet Logger coin. But, yeah, I mean, it's negotiations. I mean, and you'll have, of course, you're going to have your outraged Yankee fans because, you know, Yankee fans are easily outrageable.
How should they give money to him? He doesn't hustle.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Those are things I read today, and I was like, whatever. I was like, okay, let him walk and see what your team is like. Because you have seen what the team is like without a healthy A-Rod, without a healthy Jeter. We've put the bottom of the barrel there, and that's what we'd be replacing Cano.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure that next season would be borderline unwatchable without Cano.
I mean, that being said, you can't.
Man. I'd watch it for
you
Gardner.
You have to have some sort of, like, boundary for Cano contract.
Sure. You can't just, like, give him
$300 million.
Every dollar that the Yankees have ever made. But I think that
he's like, I want to be owner. Get Hal out of here.
Empty your banks.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'm good at that actually.
You actually just reminded me, like, he comes into the Yankee bank all dressed up in like a Hamburglar outfit, like, give me everything. By the way, if anyone wants to draw Cano dressed up as the Hamburglar, more power to you. No.
I just have no idea where that Cano deal is going to end up. I feel like he'll probably be back with the Yankees, and it'll probably be something around $200 million, but
my guess, 9 years, $250
million. I like the $250 million threshold. I think that'll probably be something. Like, I mean, obviously I don't like it. I don't think it's a good number, but I think that's probably where it ends up in the ballpark of.
How many years?
I'd agree with that. That'd be fine.
I mean, I would ideally eight, but.
Yeah, if they can somehow just get him to go eight, obviously the last couple are going to suck, but.
Eight and an option, yeah. I would go for.
Yeah, that's the best you can really
please,
hope for.
Please no 9 or 10 year deals, please.
I'd rather do, like, 8 years, 250, than 10 years and 200. Just because the length is going to kill you longer than the money is.
Of course, with this, they always say that players like years more than dollars, so I guess.
Mm-hmm. Because they want job security. Like, if you sign a contract until you're whatever, 38, 39, you're going to be paid very little for however long you want to stick around thereafter.
Yeah, and then you can just retire once your big mega deal ends.
Yeah, but so many of them don't want to.
Stop saying retire.
Tell them too bad.
You don't always get what you want.
Yeah, man. Come on. You get one or the other.
They'll be like, well, whatever. I'm going to go sign with the Tigers.
I don't know that I can stomach Cano in another uniform.
I don't think I can.
And here's the thing, I mean, you know, people are, and rightfully so, like, the Yankees should not give Cano 10 years to $300 million.
No, God.
But there are a lot of people out there who don't understand that even, like, rebuilding or not, you need someone to rebuild around. And Cano has to be the person you rebuild around. And if you don't, your rebuilding process is only going to take that much longer because you now have to replace Cano's at bat, his arm strength, everything. That beautiful swing of his.
You're going to need a second baseman.
Yeah, and we have none.
Of course we don't.
Yeah, I feel like the people that are saying that, I wonder if they would be saying the same thing about Don Mattingly in the 80s when the Yankees started to decline. Would they have said, trade him for prospects? Did that happen?
Oh, I said that a while back, probably this year, that if Twitter blogging existed during the Yankees of the 90s, people would be calling for Don Mattingly to be traded for prospects.
Yeah, I believe that.
And they'd be jerks. Like, the Yankees are jerks for making most sad.
I think it's funny that, like, Yankee fans tend to, like, overvalue players. But then, like, I can tell my non-Yankee fan friends about how Yankee fans act toward Cano, and they're, like, appalled.
Yep.
Well, you tell any, non-Yankee fan Cano doesn't hustle, they'll just be like, well, I'll take him off your hands.
Exactly.
If, you know, if you don't want him.
What's funny is that in Baltimore, people on the radio will get on Adam Jones for, like, not hustling. I'm like, really? Really? Like, same sort of thing.
People are all over Matt Wieters for, like, apparently not being, like, I don't
Joe
know.
Joe Mauer.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, Wieters had a pretty bad year. And, like, I'm trying to think of a... I mean, maybe something like the Jabba and Hugh situation where, like, coming up through the system, he was supposed to be, like, the next big thing. And he hasn't been that.
Yeah, but he still is a really good catcher.
It's disappointing. Well, sure, but they didn't want him to be a solid catcher. They didn't draft Buster Posey because they had Matt Wieters.
Whoops.
Were they drafted in the same draft?
No. It was like they had already drafted Wieters.
Yeah,
and Buster Posey was there, and they were like, well, we don't need Buster Posey because...
we don't need him because of this prospect that we have.
I mean, it's pretty sound strategy. I don't blame them.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. It didn't work, so now he's the enemy.
Yeah, what... I mean, you draft the best player you got.
Well, when Brian Mattis is on the board, you gotta take him.
I mean, like, you get the best player. Who cares where they play? You can always figure that out later.
Can we take a moment to just talk about how the Rays drafted Tim Beckham number one in 2008 over, like, Buster Posey, Pedro Alvarez, all these really good players?
Didn't he just make
his
debut?
So well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. People conveniently forget the bus that they, you know, get themselves into. Like, Tim Beckham just made his major league debut.
Well, they also conveniently forget that, like, they're not churning out, like, dredges of drafts. They're churning out, like, high draft picks.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to, now they're winning, I'd like to see what their farm system is going to be like. I mean...
Well, as long as they keep getting Will Myers and Jake Odorizzi for James Shields, it's going to be fine.
Exactly. I was just going to say, the only thing they have now is that they can just trade their big-time talent for more prospects.
They're going to trade David Price this offseason, and they're going to get something good
for it,
it's going to make me pissed off.
Profar?
I could see it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hmm. Ugh. Whatever. Stupid Rays.
And this is where, you know, you go to...
That's such an annoying...
And that's so sad. That's where you go, like, when you're... Like, you know, there are people who always talk about fire Cashman. It's like, you know, you don't realize how many terrible GMs there really are out there.
Yep. And Cashman's contract is up after next season.
I wonder if he'll come back. I wonder if Girardi will come back. I wonder who's coming back.
Why would they? Moe's gone. Why would you come back?
It's been really weird how, I mean, I guess Girardi has to do that, I guess, but, like, it's been really weird how non-committal he's been. Like, he's like, yeah, I've loved my time here, but nothing certain.
Maybe he just doesn't want to build hope up only for, like, people to scapegoat him for the season. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, they're saying on the broadcast he said that he got fired after 1 year with the Marlins, so he's just like, I don't know.
So, just say, look, I don't have motor clothes for me anymore, so... Is there a point?
I've never gone into the Yankees offseason so uncertain about who's going to be on the team next year.
Oh, no, this is the most uncertain year I've ever seen. It's a complete mystery.
And even, like, the people who are on the team, for sure, there's, like, no guarantee about how they'll do. I mean, like, CeCe will be on the team, but...
Yeah.
Is he going to be broken, CeCe, again? Might be.
Yeah, you have to hope your players don't get injured. You have to hope Nova continues improving. You have to hope they get Tanaka.
How have to hope that Michael Pineda is not dead.
Man-Ban, you have to hope he has a resurgence.
Yeah.
You have to hope for a lot.
You have to hope players don't get injured.
You have to hope that the farm can turn it around because the season was just, like, not a banner year.
You have to hope certain people literally aren't on the team. Stewart, Wells, Ichiro, they all need to go.
Yep. I have a feeling that one of the farm system executives is probably going to get fired in the offseason. Because they did have a meeting toward the end of August, I think, with where the ownership was talking about how, like, oh, there's no good high-level talent. That's on you guys.
I mean, I think they're stupid if they fire Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him. But I'd like to know about like their player development.
Yeah, Mark Newman. I mean, I would be nervous if I were Mark Newman. I mean,
yeah.
I thought it was funny how at one point Mark Newman's like, "Yeah, Gary Sanchez isn't gonna go to Double A." 2 weeks later, Gary Sanchez.
Well, he also said the same thing about DePaula. He's like, "Oh yeah, not going." Wait, yes, he is.
Just
JK,
kidding.
JK.
I mean, at some point, they have got to produce talent, and they aren't. And it's not even just like, oh, well, it's far away. At this point, it's like, it's burning out.
Yeah.
It's like good at the bottom, and then it burns out.
Oh, wait, fuck.
Somebody's going to have to answer for that.
Yeah, you could look at that. Even though he's not in the Yankees organization, he's in a terrible ballpark. But Montero has turned out to be a total bust.
Yeah, and he was like the hope and dream of the system. Mm-hmm.
Like in the past few years, the only really good player you can point to would be Austin Jackson.
We don't even have him, nope. And Curtis Granderson's gonna be gone. Yay! You know, guys, we got Mason Williams.
He needs to turn himself around. This is going back into a podcast of prospects, but...
It's okay.
He's concerning.
He is.
Dragging behind. Number one prospect.
Pretty dead.
And Austin Ceiling might be...
Fourth outfielder, maybe.
Hopefully, I'm hoping he can be a little bit better.
Apparently backup first baseman.
If he can be a first baseman, he's not going to be on the Yankees, so doesn't count.
I mean, he might if Teixeira breaks.
Well, yeah, but he's not in the short-term plans at first base.
It's just a versatility thing, I think. But whatever.
So yeah, next year, a lot of uncertainty.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
And I mean, there's really nothing exciting on the free agent market that's not named Cano.
Right.
Matt Garza. Woo! Okay, Brian McCann can stay away from my team now.
I say we try to trade for Braun.
One, that's not going to happen. And two...
I don't want that contract.
Listen, we need to get evil in.
That contract does not need to be on my team.
We need to make everyone hate us.
Give us your bad guys.
I will take Gene Segura, please. Thank you.
I'll take him.
Are you interested in this really dynamite catcher we have? His name is Chris Stewart. He'll frame everything.
And they're like, LOL, we got Lucroy. LOL.
He's better than Lucroy. Does Lucroy know how to frame pitches?
He actually does. He's, like, the best.
Better.
Yeah.
Well, he can teach him.
That's impossible.
Lucroy was, like, the best at that, I think, this season.
I thought Yadier Molina, or no, Jose Molina was always the best at that. Or is he not the best anymore because he's old?
I don't think he's the best anymore. And he's not, like, a full-time catcher.
That's true. I do hope they take just a long, hard look at all these crappy offensive numbers from the roster and realize that they can't, like, be cheap.
They will. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I understand that they're going to get hit with the luxury tax, and I know that that sucks. But, I mean, all the reports have been like, oh, it's not as much savings as they thought, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, if that's the case, then you need to be more concerned about winning than you are about your profits.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, the profits are going to take a hit, because if they don't feel something good,
no one's going to go.
The Yankee fans are extremely fickle. You saw it this year. The stadium's overpriced, and quite frankly, people aren't going to pay to see crap on the field.
Well, it's like, if there's one place you need to channel your father, it's in the whole, like, spare no expense place.
Yeah.
Like, that's the place where you need to channel your dad. And, you know, if it's... You're not going to miss a couple million dollars. You cannot convince me that you're going to miss that money.
Yeah, I mean, they are more than rich enough to be able to afford any kind of hit. It's just kind of... It just seems like kind of a joke that they're worried about it.
Exactly. It's like...
They get so much money from just Yes Network. So much money.
And they just signed that ridiculous radio deal. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Can't look at the fans with a straight face and be like, well, we're going to think about trying to save money here. No.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't be smart about it. Sure. Like, sure, don't, like, light money on fire like your dad
did. Don't do that Josh Hamilton deal that the Angels...
Ooh, we can't afford Russell Martin. We can't afford, like, stuff like that. Like, it's fine if you don't want to bring Russell Martin back because he wasn't great, but, like, don't give me this crap about you can't afford him because you can. Like, nobody wants to hear that, especially Yankee fans. Like, nobody cares that you might only be able to afford two yachts instead of three.
No.
Well, we need to complete the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria set.
They combine their yachts to do that.
Honestly, if I'm Brian Cashman, it's getting to the point where it's like, why deal with this?
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame him.
I mean, like I know it's like a big deal to be like the Yankees general manager and blah, 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 blah. But like, you know, the amount of times that they've gotten in his way of doing his job. And, you know, now the team has kind of imploded a bit. All the best players are retiring or leaving in free agency. It's like, you know, you saw what Theo Epstein did a couple of years back. He just kind of abandoned the team because it was pretty bad. Do the same thing. I mean, at least Theo Epstein was allowed to do his job.
Well, I mean, no GM has autonomy. Like, it's not a thing.
Sure.
But I think the fact that the business side has overruled so stupidly, like, look at the deals where they've overruled, like, Ichiro.
Soriano.
Yeah.
Soriano. Like,
you would think at some point they'd be like, you know, Cashman would be like, okay, look at all these things. Stop doing this. Let me do my job.
And I just don't know where he goes from here. Like, obviously, as you said, there's a lot of prestige to being the Yankees GM, but it doesn't really seem to have any good payoff for him, because if he wins wins the World Series, then the fans are like, good, well, you're supposed to. And he's won like five in New York. Well, four. One was as an assistant, but I mean, there's not really like much more to like shoot for. So you'd think that he might want to try with another organization. I don't know.
If I'm the champion, I would have been gone already.
Yeah, but he might not get the same amount of money.
I think you could probably get pretty comparable GM money.
I think.
Well, he might not have the same amount of money to work with. I mean, being GM of the Yankees does afford you a lot of leeway in your deals. Like, he doesn't have to have every deal work out and the Yankees can still be okay. Whereas on another team, you make a deal and you don't have a ton of money and that deal's crippling.
I mean, imagine if he did the Kei Gawa thing on another team.
Yeah, exactly. Or whatever. Other teams don't have the luxury of absorbing mistakes the way that the Yankees do.
Maybe just scared. Scared of what could go wrong.
But it makes you... I mean, just sometimes people get comfortable. I mean, I still don't know how Dayton Moore is the GM of the Royals. I just don't.
The same way that Jack Z is going to be the GM of the Mariners again next year.
Like, yeah, the owners...
How is, that makes no sense to me.
The owner said, we need more of this.
Yeah.
Raul Labonte.
It's like, you know what?
For that. Mike Morse. Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Montero. Yeah. We need more Jesus. I just... Like, why would you keep them when they're... Billy Beane, I can understand. Because you could see he's trying. But it's almost like these people aren't even trying. And or just, if they are trying, they're trying pretty terribly.
Like, I know that the Royals had a really good year this year, and they finally finished above 500 and were in the playoff run until the very end. Right?
Yeah, but they also traded Will Myers. Was
checkmate.
Yeah, done.
You didn't even get a playoff.
Checkmate in one move.
And you're still without, you still haven't made the playoffs since 1985. So.
And James Shield is what? Gone after next year?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, where's the payoff?
Unless he wants to sign an extension, he has a lot of leverage now because they've labeled him, oh, he's the ace.
Is he the ace on that staff? He very well might be.
No, I think unless you consider Jeremy Guthrie the ace.
Guthrie.
Irvin Santana.
Actually, he wasn't that bad for them.
He's a free agent, isn't he?
Yeah.
Don't you dare sign him.
Irvine. Be more homers. Be like Hughes again.
I would say it's Hughes, just older than Santana. Yeah, Hughes needs to not pitch for the Yankees anymore. I'll say it. They need to just cut their losses on him, Java. Yeah.
Never let him back in.
Don't invite him to Old Timers Day.
Absolutely not. Why would we want him there?
Bring salad to a party.
I'm going to miss Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
That was a great last start, even though the offense didn't do anything. But just the...
Well, that's what I'm happy about, I think, the most with Andy retiring. You know, he said he wanted to make sure he had nothing left to give. And his last starts were really good. I mean, yeah, he came back after that injury and, you know, faltered a bit. But then, what was his final five starts, something like that? He just pitched like Andy Pettit.
Since like mid-August, yeah.
I was like, all right. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I think I'm done. I was like, okay, that's very nice.
Guys, do you want to talk about who we can sign?
Tanaka?
No.
No.
Will Nieves?
Bring him back.
Yorvit Torrealba?
Bring him in.
Humberto Quintero?
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Miguel Olivo?
Olivo.
Oh, yeah. The Olivo?
Championship. Salto Lamacchia is the youngest catcher in free agency this year.
He's not going to sign with the Yankees because he has to cut his hair.
It's very true.
Plus, he can't get his name on the back. And really, what point is there?
Second baseman, Alexi Casilla. Uni. Oh,
God. No.
You know what?
I've been afraid for years the Yankees would pick him up midseason.
You know what? Just give Cano 10 years, $300 million.
Brian Roberts.
Give him $400 million.
Skip Schumacher. Nick Punto.
Oh, there you go. Championship. Team chemistry.
Shortstops. Willie Bloomquist.
We'll complain.
Rafael Percal.
He got Tommy John.
Cesar Torres.
Pressing.
Woo. Third base, Eric Chavez.
Mr. Glass.
Jerry Hairston Jr.
Again?
Retiring, I think.
Face!
Get him.
Brandon Inge. Juan Uribe.
Yankees really need to sign Mark Reynolds.
Left fielders, Jason Bay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Raul Abanez, Austin Kearns, Nate McLeod.
Bring back Austin Kearns.
What is this?
Oh, just laughing at the Austin Kearns mention.
Nate McLeod. We can get the other Knicks.
Yeah.
Great anyway. Sizemore.
He's up.
Juan Pierre. Delman Young.
No. He's anti-Semitic.
Would be Jason's favorite
Carlos
player.
Beltran. Marlon Byrd.
Beltran actually
would
have been
worse. I thought I saw someone... Yeah, Beltran would be the worst of ideas.
He's 37.
I said the worst of ideas. I didn't say it would be the best of ideas.
Senju Chu.
That's going to cost probably a bit more.
Yeah.
Boris says he wants 100 million or more.
What?
Yep.
He could... No, never mind. He's not...
Nope.
Stop that thought right there, Andrew.
Jason Giambi.
Do it.
Kendra Morales. Luke Scott.
Ooh. There's a winner.
And Morface. Pitchers, oh. Pitchers are a treat. Bronson Arroyo.
Sold.
Eric Bedard.
Oh, God.
Bruce Chinn.
Yikes.
Bartolo Colon.
There it is.
Busy winner.
Scott Feldman.
From across the hall.
Gavin Floyd.
I've had enough Gavin this year.
Freddie... Didn't he have,
Freddie Garcia.
Oh.
That's
Matt
still
Garza.
Ooh, Garza fan.
Chad got in.
Yeah, boo. Boo.
Roy Halladay.
There you go.
They're going to sign Halladay.
No, they're going to sign Herron.
They might sign Herron. They wanted him a few months ago.
They're going to sign Herron and think he's going to like turn himself around. He's going to be somehow even be worse.
I don't know.
They're going to sign Halladay because his name is Roy Halladay.
Tim Hudson. Josh Johnson. Jeff Karsten.
They could sign Johnson.
Scott Kazmir. Colby Lewis. Ted Lilly. Tim Lincecum. Paul Mahalam. Sean Markham. Jason Markey. Dice K. Masuzaka.
There's your winner.
Get him.
Ricky Nolasco. Roy Oswalt. Mike Pelfrey. Irvin Santana. Jason Vargas.
I saw Roy Oswalt pitching for the Rockies the other day, and I was like, oh, right, you're a person.
Edinson Volquez.
I do love that name.
Chin-Ming Wong.
That was sad.
Do you want a closer we can get Grant Balfour?
I love his name.
Benoit. Greg.
What?
Kevin.
Didn't the Cubs manager say, like, I don't know where we'd be without Kevin Gregg?
Okay.
The Cubs manager says a lot of things.
We'd be anywhere. We'd be lost.
Joel Hanrahan.
He's stuck in the woods.
Ryan Madsen.
Joel Hanrahan died this year.
Edward Mojica. Fernando Rodney.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, someone's going to sign him. He's 37.
Holy.
Rodney?
Yeah.
He's been pitching for a while.
Yeah.
Which is what made his 2012 so, like, what?
David Artsma, our old friend. Luis Ayala, our other old friend.
Oh, him.
Octavio Dotel.
Remember when...
Kyle
remember
Farnsworth.
Remember when Luis Ayala was, like, the worst of the Yankees' problems?
That was fun.
Good time.
Frank.
Sign him.
Carlos Marmol. K-Rod.
Hell yeah.
Valverde. Scott Downs.
Isn't he supposed to be decent?
Mike Gonzalez. Erica Flaherty.
Who are you people?
Darren Oliver.
I think Darren Oliver is actually, like, almost as old as Mo.
Yeah, he is 43. And Oliver Perez. Erica Flaherty is only 29. It's very strange to see people in their 20s reaching free agency.
He's also
good for one season.
He's also dead. Tommy John.
All the Tommy John.
All the Tommy
John. If
they can
get Tanaka, I'll be happy.
They won't get Tanaka.
Do you have, like, any
dream
hope?
Ruiner?
I have no hope whatsoever.
For anything.
Whoa! No. Hold the phone. Hold it.
Holding
the
it.
Phone?
Delman Young is 28.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, he was the first... He was the first-round draft pick out of high school only, like, 8 years ago or something.
Excuse me?
Like,
yeah,
the last
like
5 years.
I would have thought that he was, like, in his mid-30s.
Well, Hughes is only, like, 27 or 28.
Yeah, but we know Hughes.
Oh, I know that.
We know Hughes. We don't know this Delman Young character.
What? I'm so confused.
Well, that's what happens on days like today. Nothing makes sense.
I feel so enlightened and so scared. Oh, I forgot Jacoby Ellsbury. And Rajay Davis. Rajay Davis is 3 years older than Jacoby Ellsbury and the same age as Curtis Granderson. Rick and Keel!
There's your winner.
Alright. Well, before we wrap this up, you know,
that's
we did
my
have...
stomach growling, by the way.
Yeah. Waffles is hungry. And sad. And possibly drunk and crying.
Under a desk.
Exactly. So, we're actually going to skip the tweet bag this week.
It's too
because,
painful. It's too painful.
Yeah, I mean, we were fully prepared to answer questions, but, you know, then Mo grabbed Andy, and really your questions didn't matter. No
ask
offense.
Ask them again next week.
Yeah, ask them again next week. We're just going to get right to the Yankee Inn. Victory of the week. I assume all of our Yankee of the week is Mo, but
yeah,
right, Jason.
Yeah,
give one to Andy. Well, I'll give mine to Andy Pettit too, just so he can.
Yeah, Andy's good
too. He pitched well.
Waffles obviously is Mo.
Mine's Travis Hafner.
Boo.
No. Okay.
For making a successful return somehow to the 40-man roster to sit on the bench.
Good job. So, Waffles, me trade of the week.
Chris Stewart, I hate you.
Andrew.
Ichiro.
Hate you.
Jason.
Bill Booz.
Hate that guy, too.
Mine is Vernon Wells and everyone who makes Mo sad this year.
Which is everyone.
God, you check out Vernon Wells' outfield skills?
Oh, the gift. Forgot about the gift.
Like, I think he's drunk sometimes.
Probably.
Hitting the bottle between innings.
Between innings? Shit.
He might have some stashed under his hat. Like a flask.
He's got one of those, like, things that you can strap to your side and, like, has a straw.
A hip flask?
Yeah, there you go.
A hip flask with a bendy straw?
You know, guys, when we're done recording this podcast, but when we record the next one, Mo won't be a Yankee anymore.
Stop! Nobody asked
you. Why would you do that?
Why is he leaving?
So, Greg won't be on the staff anymore, so bye.
I don't care anymore! Fire me! What point is there being a Yankee vlogger without Mo? Without knowing that Enter Sandman plays that you can pretty much count upon the game being saved. You know what's really sad too? If you even considered this like an off year for Mo, it's still a fantastic year.
Yep.
For him. Even his off years are incredible.
He's great.
I mean, he was a boss down the stretch when he was like 2 innings, 5 outs, 4 outs, don't care, 2 days.
Pitch like 3 times in 4 days.
Yeah, don't care.
Performance tonight was just, it was just magical. You know, one pitch, one out, another 4 pitches later, next out, we're like, alright, we're done. And that's pretty much what his career has been.
I wanted it to go on forever.
It's
yeah.
Okay, you have Vernon Wells.
Shut up,
I hate you. God, this staff is going to be small.
You know how Russell Martin was always terrible after April? Vernon Wells has been much worse in Triple Slash than Russell Martin after April, both in 2011 and 2012.
Dude, Chris Stewart has like a 260 slugging percentage.
Vernon Wells has a 566 OPS since May.
And these are our starters. In fact, one of them was given a 2-year deal.
And it's your
own. Do you remember? Is that person still on the site? The one who... Oh, the Great Striped Hope. That's right. The one who wanted us to apologize for them signing Vernon Wells. And, like, he could be good. And it's like, it's not the fact. It's like, I have no problem with them signing him as a stopgap, but they gave him a 2-year deal. I don't care if that was for free. It's still a roster spot we now have to try and fix.
I mean, honestly, who else are they going to put there?
I don't care. Put Zoilo.
I'm not impressed by Zoilo, but, you know, try Zoilo.
Yeah.
They're never going to try Zoilo.
I mean, I would try, like, a lawn gnome. One of those, like, plastic flamingos.
Well, if inanimate objects are an option, then fine.
I think that they should.
Would you believe that Ichiro used
a chair
than Vernon Wells in the second half?
Who?
Ichiro had a worse OPS than Vernon Wells in the second half.
But see, people think he's the good one.
Yeah, Vernon Wells' OPS was 100 points higher than Ichiro in the second half.
Ichiro, I swear to God, people like...
I don't think he's the good one. I just think at least he's a better fourth defensive outfielder than Wells.
But I swear to you, people are like, well, at least he's not Vernon Wells. And it's like, no, he's somehow worse because he's making actual money that we have.
And he wasn't a desperation move. Vernon Wells was a desperation move at the end of spring training when Curtis Granderson broke. They actively pursued Ichiro the offseason. And then when the Phillies are like, well, we're going to do a 2-year deal, they're like, no!
We need him. What are we going to do without him?
Is one of you, like, digging a hole with your fingernails?
I am not. Maybe Greg's trying to escape to a world where Pariano is still the closer.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
But actually.
Ichiro sucks, man.
So does Vernon Wells. So does Chris Stewart.
Why are there so many terrible, terrible players on this team?
I mean, they can't be Yankees next year. But at least one of them will be, and that's the sad fact. And it'll probably be Ichiro, but
Vernon Wells is gonna pull the Ben Francisco act till he's cut 2 months into the season. Then Ichiro will somehow linger around most of the year.
Then they'll sign him again for 2015.
I mean, do we even have some prospects to replace them in the outfield?
Not today.
No, Austin and Heathcott and Williams all have to take steps forward in 2014 because it's just not really much in sight. You can try Zoilo, but Zoilo is not really a great prospect.
No.
I'd obviously advocate Zoilo over them. But...
Yeah, I would say, can he be worse than the two of them?
I mean, every time we say that, the person actually is worse somehow, so let's not say that.
David Huff will come back. I don't want him to, but...
I have no problem with him in the bullpen.
David Huff?
Because I'm pretty sure last year we were like, can they really be worse than Russell Martin? And it's like, yes.
Oh, no, I thought they could be worse than Russell Martin. Yes, I just thought they would do something better to replace Russell Martin, but they did not.
No. They did.
Yeah, I had no problem with them not going with Martin, but they need someone to replace him.
Yeah.
Can't just use a bunch of backups.
I don't know that Martin would have had as good a year as he did in Pittsburgh as he did.
No, I'm just saying, like, every time we say...
Oh, yes, I'm saying.
Well, somebody can't be worse. It's like, well, yeah.
Well, here's something we can say. Next year, you know, someone will be worse than Mariano.
Here's something we can say. Bill Hughes was not a Yankee.
I can't say that. Because there is a slight chance they might bring him back.
I feel like the fans would riot.
I will riot.
He's one of those people that, like with Javier Vasquez in 2010, they could have brought him back, but they would never. Just because he was so awful.
Ugh.
The year 2014, Yankees. Please don't end your season with us like this again.
Well, this isn't because of the end of the season. This is because of...
No, I know that. That's part of it. Well, I mean, part of it is because, like, well, we wouldn't be, like, this morose if the Yankees had actually made the playoffs.
Yet.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
At least if Mo went out as a champion, it'd be sad, but it'd be like, yay.
Yeah.
They just won the World Series for him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we escaped those.
God damn it,
okay, narrative, at the very least.
God.
I would have endured the narrative.
Yeah.
Okay, Richard.
Mo wouldn't have been
sad.
He would
have exploded.
Yeah.
Instead, well, they're just the team that made Mo cry, and I hate them.
That's pretty much the slogan. I think that should be the slogan of 2013 Yankees. You made Mo sad. Made me sad, too. But
probably made Alfonso Soriano a little bit sad, too, because he's like, I was trying to go to a team that wasn't like the Cubs.
They're still not Cubs bad. I mean, even in their worst season, which you could argue this has been their worst season in a long time, they were still not Cubs bad.
Mm. In September, maybe.
Just felt like it.
September has been pretty
but
brutal.
They were, but yeah. So, this is going to be an offseason to remember.
Let's go Bucks.
I ain't talking postseason. I'm just talking Yankees offseason. A-Rod's about to go to court. Cano wants a lot of money, and that will probably be our highest talking points on this podcast coming up.
The bi-weekly Cano podcast update. They're still bickering. Maybe there will be some more developments of the A-Rod thing. I wonder how long that case is going to take.
It would basically be House Rodriguez going to be suspended. Oh, wait, no, he's not. Wait, yes, he is. Half suspension. Like, there's going to be bullshit stories everywhere.
Honestly, I hope we don't have to pay him next year. It has nothing to do with my dislike of A-Rod or any of the situation. I'm just thinking betterment of the team. If we don't have to pay him next year, that could help.
I don't really know if the Yankees will use that money for anything besides paying Cano.
It'd probably go straight to the Cano savings account.
Well, we knew this was coming. I mean, the Cano fund.
Oh, we've known it's been coming for years, and the Yankees made no preparations.
Like, oh, extension? Is that allowed?
All right.
Goodbye, 2013 Yankees.
Goodbye.
Get lost. You made Mo sad. So, as I said, we're sorry we didn't answer your tweet bag questions, but yeah. Yeah. But feel free to tweet bag us next time, as we'll be much less sad, and we'll be in playoff mode and off-season mode and A-Rod talking point mode. So you can tweet bag us at our Twitter handle, Pinstripe Bible. It is D-less. It's hard to talk right now.
You can D-less follow us like we are without Mo.
Yeah, exactly. Follow us at our other Twitter handle, YankeesGifts.com. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for the Pinstripe Valley podcast.
It's on .com.
No.
We don't have...
But did I say YankeesGifts.com?
We don't own YankeesGifts.com.
Wait, don't go there. Don't go there.
Let's see.
Someone's going there.
I'm going. There is no such thing. Let's get on that.
Get ESPN.
Get it.
Anyway.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Pinstripe Valley Podcast. And as always, feel free to join us into the offseason. And
the great unknown.
Really is the great unknown. Anyway. I'm done. I was done after the hugs on the mound. I mean, I was done when Gardner got injured, but this one just hit me right in the gut.
Gonna miss you, Mo.